From the Heart, August 21, Abundant Evidence for Faith. The man told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. As the restored one went on his way with quick, elastic step, his pulses bounding with the vigor of renewed health, his countenance glowing with hope and joy, he was met by the Pharisees who told him, with an air of great sanctity, that it was not lawful to carry his bed on the Sabbath day. There was no rejoicing at the deliverance of that long-imprisoned captive, no grateful praise that one was among them who could heal all manner of disease. Their traditions had been disregarded, and this closed their eyes to all the evidence of divine power. Bigoted and self-righteous, they would not admit that they could have misapprehended the true design of the Sabbath. Instead of criticizing themselves, they chose to condemn Christ. We meet with people of the same spirit today, who are blinded by error and yet flatter themselves that they are right, and all who differ from them are in the wrong. The man on whom the miracle had been wrought entered into no controversy with his accusers. He simply answered, "He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk." When the Jews were informed that it was Jesus of Nazareth who had performed the miracle of healing, they openly sought to put him to death because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. These pretentious formalists were so full of zeal for their own traditions that to sustain them they were ready to violate the law of God. To their charges, Jesus replied calmly, "I am working in perfect harmony with my Father." This answer furnished another pretext to condemn him. Murder was in their hearts, and they waited only for a plausible excuse to take his life. But Jesus steadily continues to assert his true position. "The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he seeth the Father do. For what things soever he doeth, these also doeth the Son likewise." God works through whom he will by ways and means of his own choosing, but there are ever some to act the part of the criticizing Pharisees. God designs that all shall believe, not because there is no possibility of doubt, but because there is abundant evidence for faith.